This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another section of sanity. And it's truly nothing but sanity. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Sad news to bring you. I'm sure you've already heard it. You know, Rush Limbaugh passed away today, and a great name in talk radio. Actually, I mean, technically, if you're really willing to get down to brass tacks, he was the guy who created talk radio for all intents and purposes. Brought a whole different meaning to it, a whole different way to it. You know, just when it comes to the political world especially, being able to talk about this openly. You know, he brought a lot to the table, and we all know it. A lot of us who are in the business now, we're probably, you know, again, who would have ever thought just sit around listening to some guy just ramble on about what's going on in politics. But Rush was truly one of those guys that just believed what he, not just the believed what he was saying, because there's a lot of lunatics that believe what they're saying. But he backed it up. He came at it from the heart. Was not a hater, as some would like to try. And we'll probably try to paint him over the next few days. You won't hear, well, anything positive about him in mainstream media. It's not going to happen. They don't care. They're not interested. He was probably one of the biggest problems that they had, because he had such a large listening audience. And his audience was much bigger than probably, I don't know this for a fact, because I don't have all the numbers in front of me, but probably bigger than any two of CNN's programs. I know it was bigger than even some of the Fox programs back-to-back, the Hannity, Carlson. I mean, he averaged, I think it was about 15 million listeners, and sometimes hit 18 and 20 million. That is a big chunk of people to be listening to your show. I mean, in my neighborhood, it was always funny. I'd go out during the day to do something. I'm like you, you know, taking the trash barrels, do whatever. Yeah, one of my neighbors was a Rush Limbaugh fan. And you can always hear Rush's voice, you know, echoing through the cul-de-sac. So it was always interesting to hear what he had to say. I didn't listen to him that much, in the latter years here, because I had my own show to do, and I had a lot of things I had to take care of during the day. But again, you know, it's not just the death of Rush Limbaugh. I want you to look around, or listen around, or tune around, if you would. Rush had the ability to speak to you. And when I say to you, I don't mean, it wasn't like he was speaking to you, you thought he was speaking to 10 million other people. He was speaking to you. And it was like you were having a conversation in the living room with a very smart uncle of yours. And he'd lay the whole thing out. He'd lay out the facts, how it rolled out in the past. And he was one of the few guys that did it not so that he could get more fame, Not so he could have more money. You know, he paid well. Let's not be stupid about it. But so he could truly bring the information he needed to people. He really wanted you informed before you did what you were going to do. And around every corner, when he saw it coming, he called out the Democrats, he called out their follies, he called out Republicans. He laid it out exactly. Well, I like to believe the way I do at times. And the way some others do. I'm not afraid of the Republican Party. I'm well known in the party. I'm part of the party. But I'm not afraid of them. And I call them out on their missteps. They don't like it. I've created enemies in the party because of it. But I'm not the party. See, I joined the party because they were closer to my core values. Not because I wanted to be closer to theirs. And we need to, even though you're part of it. You know, I know it's all exciting. I like to watch some of the young people. They start to get involved in the party and they start getting positions. Not, I won't say positions of authority, but all of a sudden they're called up by name. They're asked to do stuff for the congressman or the senator or whatever. And they get all excited because the senator asked me. That's cool. That means they trust you with something. But that doesn't make you bigwig in the party. You know, you're stepping up. You're being noticed. But they get all excited about it. And then they start defending the people in and around them. Shouldn't be doing that. You need to call out your elected officials, whether Republican, Democrat, or whatever. You need to call them out when they're off. You need to call them out when they're not doing what you elected them to do. And just because you think it's the right thing to do, by the way, doesn't mean it is the right decision to make. Remember, it's a representative government. You've heard me say this a million times to you before. If I have 70 people in the room as a school board member, if I have 70 people in that room that want, Planned Parenthood to come in once a month, and I have 20 conservative people in the room, guess what? Guess who wins? This is what Trump was saying when he said, go, show up, fight. He didn't say, get your baseball bat, get your guns, get your Molotov cocktails. No, go fight. Let your voice be heard. I say the same thing at school boards. Go and fight for your children. Open your mouth. Let them know that you're watching, you're paying attention, that you have a voter block. And they better do what's right for your kids. It was a school board local to me that actually was thinking, that didn't want to recognize President Day because George Washington was a part of it and he did nothing for this country. Unreal. Uneducated, ignorant people. Tell me, Senior Hulsh. We'll see. I'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions of the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now, when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts, I go, now.
What do you say, Joe?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
That's me. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a bunch of stuff you can do up there. A bunch of stuff you can get involved with. I'd like you to get involved with. Right? Makes my life a little easier. You know, let me know how you feel about the stories that are up there. You know, maybe some of the comments that I'm making. You can always send me an email. Some of you don't want to call. Joe@TheRealSide.com. Joe@TheRealSide.com. I know, I gave a caller a hard time the other day. and a couple of you sent me an email, just a couple. And it's kind of what I talk about all the time. I'm not just politically correct. I'm not going to speak. I guess I'm a bit like Trump in a sense that you're not going to like what I say, but listen to the contents. When you read between the lines of what that guy was trying to say to me, he was trying to call me out for being a hypocrite or a liar, if you would, because there's still a video going out on Facebook. I don't promote it. And if he was a regular listener, he would have figured out, I've always said, I keep a Facebook page for my family. Lighthearted family pictures for my family and friends that don't want to talk politics. They just want to check out the kids and what's going on. I don't have a problem with that. I think that's a good thing to do. I get more of you to move. We could do it on another platform. But none of you, you know, it's really funny. I've had people say, God, I miss seeing you. Like, the only place you can find me is on Facebook. We are live every day on the website. You get it one of two ways, therealside.com or the Joe Messina Show. Either way, we'll take you to the website. We have our stories, contact information, donate button, video. We have everything up there ready to go. And, you know, again, because of what justice platforms have done, they've really caused us some financial pain and heartache. So head up to the website, check it out. But some of you who thought I was pretty hard on him, I don't have time for Tom. Nobody does. The Democrats don't put up with it. Do I want to be like them? Totally no. Do I want to be like them from a strategic standpoint? Yes. Okay, enough with the gentlemanly stuff. And enough with the, you know, like I joke, if the Brits were playing guerrilla warfare, we'd be bound to the Queen today. And talk about learning how to fight. This is happening more and more across the country. I get this, but this one was very close to home for me. One of our local school boards where I live. They were actually arguing over whether George Washington. They wouldn't promote or recognize presidency because of George Washington. And Rush and Trump and Joe Messina had this right for the last few years. Even longer than that, if you're able to get honest about it. See, these people on these school boards and other places that are opening their mouths and saying, he was a this, he doesn't deserve recognition. What skeletons do you have in your closet that you wouldn't like to be brought forward? What was your perfect life like? If you're looking for perfection, then you should resign and step down because you ain't it either. Washington inherited the slaves. You know, one of the things that people keep forgetting is if you actually would do some homework, if you actually would read, which I know is a stretch, but if you would actually read, what you would find out is that most of these people hated having slaves, and they didn't treat them like slaves, frankly. Not what you see in Roots. They were beaten on these people. Matter of fact, from a biblical perspective, go back to the Bible days. You had to treat slaves like family. You had to feed them as well as you fed the family. You had to clothe them as well, if not better than the family. If they didn't have a pillow and you did, you were supposed to give them that pillow. Do some homework. But you know what some of those guys knew? Because slavery was accepted in some states and not in others, and some areas not in others. If Washington had freed all the slaves, where would they have gone? What would they have done? How would they have survived? No, it's an honest question. Most of you out there screaming, you can't honor Washington because he had slaves. What would he have done? What should he have done? Do you know that if they released those slaves, and the slaves decided to go out on their own, which would have been fine, what would stop another slave owner from picking them up? You think in those southern states or some of the other places where slavery was more than legal, that you were actually going to get a court to re-free that slave? Do you know how brutal the difference between the slaves in the South were? And how brutal they were beaten and treated, for that matter? See, they paint with a broad brush out of ignorance. They have no idea what colors go with what, or how to even stay within the lines. And they think that they're doing this wonderfully noble thing by removing Washington. Look, I'm just going to be blunt about it. You would have been shot in the head if this was a dictatorship. Because you don't speak out against the government in a dictatorship. Socialism or communism. The reason you can sit at that dais as a school board member and ridicule George Washington is because of George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and Hancock and go down the other 200 plus people who ultimately signed the Declaration of Independence. Think about it. They made it okay. The First Amendment is all about speaking out against the government. Because before that, if you didn't have that, you would be subject to arrest, incarceration, and maybe even shot for treason. But that's what ignorant people do. They don't study. They make generic statements. This school board trustee actually said that George Washington really didn't do much for this country. Now, why somebody didn't start flashing the moron sign underneath his face, I don't know. I should have control of the video for that group. Parents should be outraged. Parents should be up in arms. You know, there's one good thing about all this. Parents are finally seeing what's going on at these school boards. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. A lot more of me coming up after the break. That's if you can handle it. We'll be right back.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40-pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's another day of brutal cold and heavy snow across much of the United States. The National Weather Service says a new storm packing snow and ice will blast parts of the South and Midwest today before hammering the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast on Thursday. Power remains out to millions of people in Texas. Austin Democrat Mayor Steve Adler says Texas wasn't ready for this kind of extreme weather.
Well, it failed because we have a system that wasn't hardened and ready for sustained weather at 18 degrees below zero. But we need to start taking a look at extreme weather situations. It's not as unusual as it used to be.
Experts say the coronavirus pandemic is negatively impacting the mental health of American children. The CDC saying mental health-related visits to the emergency room are up 24% for children ages 5 to 11. USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
The Joe Messina Show.
At this very moment, it is destroying everything in its path.
Where are the Dems speaking out on Antifa? They are beating up on old people. People wearing MAGA hats.
Los Angeles is being completely demolished.
The effects may be irreversible.
You actually had Democrats saying that Antifa was a peaceful organization. You think they would call it peaceful if we were doing that?
You jerked the words right out of my mouth.
I think we should observe a few seconds of silent prayer for all those caught in this appalling catastrophe.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
Stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
The Joe Messina Show.
We are back. Well, I'm back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, do something more than nothing. It's my favorite saying, anyhow. You know, head up to the website. You all know that I still have the fight going on with Katie Hill. I mean, she's suing me and a few others, claiming that we did her wrong. It's all a lie. But you still have to defend yourself. If you want to learn more about it and help me out financially, we're looking at a, you know, 50 plus thousand in legal fees. I just don't have that kind of money. So anybody can help. It'd be wonderful. It'd be great. I appreciate those who already have pitched in and helped out. We're doing a little unorthodox because we cannot raise money on some of the, you know, GoFundMe sites and what have you. That's right. Don't, you already know why. Don't ask. Anyway, head up to the website, realside.com. If you want to learn more about that particular incident, it's realside.com/help Joe. Realside.com/help Joe. All right. The loons, they just never stop. Hollywood just keeps reproducing these lunatics. Don't you find the quote-unquote morality of the Hollywood types just astounding? Astoundingly stupid and moronic. These are people that, first of all, they lie for a living. They play somebody else. They can't even play their own selves. Right? And they bring up God when they want to, when they think it's the right moment or what have you. Like it's the fad. Like it's a cool thing to do at a moment in time. These are people that are espousing the murdering of little children. One of them said, I couldn't have this trophy if it wasn't for my abortion. I mean, for real. And everybody applauded her. The heathens in the crowd applauded her. And then, when they decide to get self-righteous, because they know better than God. They've never read the book. They've never cracked the book. They believe in a God with no boundaries, by no scripture, just because they feel like he exists. Well, what's going to happen? I mean, first and foremost, the creator of this universe, whether you're a Christian, a Jew, or whatever, the creator of this universe is so idiotic, so stupid, that he needs your advice on whether abortion is good or bad, whether it gets in the way of women's reproductive rights. That's what they call it, anyway. Right? He needs your advice on climate change. He needs your advice on how to deal with Republicans. This God that you claim is so loving like you are must be just as filled with hate for conservative Republicans. Because as I recall, Jesus talked about sin on a regular basis. But they don't use scripture. They use, I don't know, their own feel-good moment. Bette Midler claims, now, here's a real raunchy woman. Okay? Real nasty woman. And she claims that Texas outages are God punishing Senators Ted Cruz and John Cornyn. Did God leave her a note? Because I know she ain't talking to him. And then what is she doing? Because God could tell John and Ted alone. Did God tell all the Christians or, I don't know, spirits? I don't even know what they call themselves. Spiritual people in Texas, that's why they had snow? No, Bet. The biggest part of Reese's power outages is because of the power company. That they weren't ready for this kind of thing. They shouldn't have had to be to begin with. But number two is, they were so reliant on this green energy stuff that you guys keep talking about, that they couldn't make it happen. For some odd reasons, the frozen windmills, the generators, they couldn't turn. And now I've been joking for the last few days, because we can be petroleum free by 2035. Sure, as long as we're not going to fly anywhere. Right? So many other things. As long as the weather holds up. Germany has massive solar panel farms. Well, they're covered with snow, so they can't get electricity going. How's that green thing working out for them? It's hilarious. And they're going to blame all the right-wingers to say, this is not settled science. Look. Well, frankly, it is settled science. It's not real. Now, amid the chaos and uncertainty, Midler took to Twitter to take, because she had nothing else to do, to go after the two senators. Her tweet came in response to a user who called the duo inept for asking for federal aid despite voting against the relief of Hurricane Sandy in 2013. See, this is what they do, and this is what they forget. The relief package for Hurricane Sandy included repair money in a state that was across the country. My argument has always been, if the Democrats would actually get an ounce of integrity, they would bring these bills forward, they would bring these laws, bills, whatever you want to call them, they would bring them forward clean. And you know what I mean by that. Clean. From a standpoint, it's really simple. If you want to do a Hurricane Sandy Act, then you look at the states that were affected by it, you find out how much money they need to rebuild, and that's it. Nothing else goes in there. No gun laws, no voter laws, nothing. So that's how deceitful they are. Yeah, I'm coming down. Inept is the wrong word. Hateful, vicious, cruel might apply, she wrote. God doesn't seem to like Ted Cruz or John Cornyn. Well, how do we even know Ted's in Texas? Right? These two never really recognized that Joe won. You're right. I mean, when you talk about stealing votes and voter fraud, that kind of stuff, you're right. Listen. The majority of a good, what was it, 68% of Americans don't believe that the election was clean. I'm sorry, Bet. In this case, you're in the minority. And if you can't open up your eyes, because I'm looking at a picture of her now. I mean, her eyelashes look like they got her eyes glued shut or something. If you can't stop for 30 seconds to look and see some of the irregularities and know that there was an issue, even the legislators in those states know there was an issue. There's Dems, prominent Dems have come out and said, that's not the way to win. And because they came out, and I wonder if she was upset at the Democrats when they objected to the certification of the electoral votes in three different elections, including Bush's. Probably not. They're hypocrites. I'm telling you, they are hypocrites. And, you know, you people that will write me and say, you know, oh, you're a what about guy. Yeah, I am. No question about it. I admit to it. Because I use what about to show you what hypocrites you are. How your fake outrage doesn't mean anything. I use it to say, if you are okay, if you were okay, as many of you were, with Billy Bob Clinton raping and sexually assaulting women, and then his wife, and you voted for him, and then his wife went and covered up for him, calling, what do you guys call it, slut shaming, victim shaming, called them gold diggers. He admitted to, he paid them off to go away. God, if Trump ever paid anybody, and they accused him of paying somebody off, well, what would they do? They wouldn't let it go for 4 years. But Billy got a free ride, didn't he? The same thing with Hillary. Henry Weinstein. Everybody stuck up for him, didn't they, at first? Seriously. And then Jeffrey Epstein. I love this. The only picture you guys can find is a picture of Trump at some kind of dance where Epstein was at. But you can't seem to find any of the pictures with Clinton and Gore and the rest of them partying with Epstein. Those seem to have slipped your mind. Or you can't seem to get a hold of them. You know, it's just amazing. And Midler goes on and on and on about, you know, the climate change and how it's it has accelerated and how bad it is. You know what? I'm going to call her the same thing I would call anybody else in her shoes. You're a moron. It's been 40 years that things were supposedly blowing up on us, and it didn't happen. Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Time. GCN Live, a lot more of me coming up after the break. Be right back.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with. They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of the Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Lots going on. Lots coming up. Hang out in the next hour. Sandra Gibbons is going to join me, and I think I'll have a lot of fun with him. I always do, anyway. And then we're going to talk a little bit about health care. You know, back in the news again, because the dictator-chief, Joe Biden, who said you shouldn't run a government by executive order, is doing nothing but running the government by executive order. I just find this all amazing. Whatever. And he has now opened up for the open enrollment period again because of COVID. You know, I don't know anybody. Maybe you guys know more than I do. I don't know anybody who signs up for insurance, open enrollment, actually goes into an office somewhere, sits down, reads the 300 pages or whatever it is that they have. Most people, I would probably venture to say, you know, 97-98% of people now do it online, period. You fill in the paperwork, you talk to a person by phone, and you get it done that way. Open enrollment, if you work for a big company, it's all done through the HR department. It's all done online. So why would you need an extension due to COVID-19? I don't get it. Most of this is automated. All right, so I went on a diatribe last night about McConnell, Trump's letter to McConnell. And what's really funny about it is that some of you, again, will you please pull out your Bible? Yeah, I'll wait. Go ahead, get it. And I want you to scratch out the 11th commandment. I can see them now going, huh? Yeah. Y'all live by Reagan's 11th commandment, you know, thou shalt not speak ill of another Republican. Well, you know what? My question is this. Are they really a Republican if they're not working within Republican principles? Mitt Romney, he's no Republican. He doesn't know what the Constitution says about impeachment or many other things for that matter. He has a personal vendetta against Trump. He's teed off on Trump. Trump was able to do what his little girly boy body couldn't do and beat Obama. I want you to envision in your mind that picture when Obama and Romney were having their forum or their debate. Obama was casually sitting in a chair with his shoulder up on the corner of the chair. Like, I don't even know what I'm doing here. This guy's a moron. And Romney was just falling apart. He had so many opportunities, so many moments to slam the president for his policies, bring him out into the open, and he didn't do it. So was he fighting for us? Is he part of the bigger plan? Did he choke under pressure? That's always good to have. So after all that's been said, you know, a poll shows that most Republicans back Trump unfavorably towards, is unfavorable towards McConnell. In other words, they back Trump in speaking ill of McConnell, of another Republican, of breaking Reagan's 11th commandment. Trump's approval ratings among Republicans are very high. Probably higher than most. Trump holds almost universal support among members of the GOP, while McConnell is disliked by about half of the registered Republican voters. 87% view Trump favorably, 12% view Trump unfavorably. 36% view McConnell favorably, while 51% said he can go pound sand. This poll was conducted after the end of Trump's second impeachment trial. And before he issued a statement ripping the senator, you can only imagine what it's like now. Right? And Mitch is suggesting that Trump should be or could be or might be. You know, it's funny. When Trump says something, they can twist it and tweak it to mean something violent. But if you suggest that Mitch was telling the general public, go after Trump, it's okay. Oh, then you're reading between the lines. You shouldn't do that. Like I said, when it comes to the left, Democrat, you know, liberal side of thinking, it's off the charts. And he's right. If we keep getting behind people like Mitch McConnell, no, come on, think about it. We're gonna continue to lose. We're gonna keep losing. You need strong people. You know, I mean, again, I may not agree with everything Rand Paul does, but he's willing to fight. He's willing to get up there and fight for what he believes is right for the American people. Who else is doing that? I mean, the obvious ones, you got Cruz and so forth. But how many of them really are fighting for you? Yeah, it just never astounds me. Trump goes on to say, I'll back primary rivals who espouse making America great again. And our policy of America first. I'm sorry, I still haven't figured out what's wrong with that. What's wrong with strengthening our abilities first before we try to strengthen somebody else's? Under Trump, we became, for the first time, we became energy independent. We were so able to take care of ourselves and the needs of our country that we were able to send, I don't know, oil and gas and other things to other countries for sale. That's terrible, isn't it? I mean, we flipped the switch. We were able to make it so that we didn't have to give money to countries who hate us and use that money to try to kill us. What a concept. And Trump is right when he said, look, right, he is going to back and primary rivals to anyone who won't take that stance. God bless him. You need to step up, people. You need to decide what's right, who you're willing to back. I have friends of mine that have come out with statements after Trump, elected officials, that I have to give second thought now to backing on anything. Because they turned on Trump. When they thought it would help them when they were pro-Trump. This is not somebody I want in Congress. This is not somebody I want in the Senate. This is not somebody I want as a state senator. Because I don't know they're going to stick up. Just like my abortion stance. If you won't stick up for the life of an innocent child, one who can't defend itself, what makes you think, or me think, or anybody else think, you're going to stick up for me? It's just not going to happen. You know it and I know it. It's just not going to happen. And I want somebody who's not afraid to stick up for me. I want somebody who's not afraid to open their mouth. Anyway, where was I? Oh, yes, 855-732-5563. You know, I love how they're covering for Joe. Joey B., if you would, on his gaffe on CNN. And the better part of it, you know, they're tripping over themselves to make excuses for him. We're going to see this. He's not going to be in there for 4 years, but we'll see this the whole time he's president. CNN, Washington Post fact checkers, well, they kind of explained away why Biden's vaccination gift. As some of you caught it or didn't catch it, he said there was no vaccine when he got in office. Now, he either truly has a mental illness, a problem, you know, a mental issue between the ears, or he's just that stupid or dishonest. I don't even know. I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt, but I can't pull it off. Fact checkers at CNN and Washington Post were quick to explain the contextualize, make excuses for, Joe Biden's statement that there were no coronavirus vaccine when he took office. It's one thing to have the vaccine, which we didn't have when we came into office, but a vaccinator, what the heck is a vaccinator? That's the first time I heard that. Right? How do you get the vaccine into someone's arm? With a needle, Joe. And we have plenty of those. Nobody's ever complained about a shortage of needles. Former White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany shared a short clip and asked, how did they still get away with this? And it's a true statement. It's a fair statement. It's a fair question. The FDA approved vaccines from Moderna and Pfizer for emergency use weeks before Biden took office. And they were being distributed weeks before he took office. The holdup wasn't the fact that there were no needles. The holdup was, as I said the other night, was at the state level. The holdup was the fact that the states couldn't get their act together to get the stuff out there. That was the holdup. The holdup had absolutely nothing to do with the fact that there, or with the perceived fact that there was no vaccine available. That's just wrong. That's phony, fake, and wrong. How do you like that? Hey, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Guess who joins me after the break? Xander Gibb does. Heat up your coffee, cool down your drink, and come on back.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?